We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Abortion rights rallies took place in Philadelphia and around the country yesterday afternoon. As KYW's Hadass Kuznets reports, there were many people from this area protesting against the leaked Supreme Court opinion indicating the highest court may overturn Roe versus Wade as early as next month.
It's not just about abortion, it's about access to health care.
Allison Garfinkel of Swarthmore, Delaware County, says she traveled to Harrisburg because she wants her three daughters to have the same rights with which she grew up to have.
It's about women's autonomy and women being able to have equal rights.
And Garfinkel wasn't the only one there representing the Philly area. Actress Cheryl Lee Ralph, who plays teacher Barbara Howard on Abbott Elementary, says Howard would have schooled her kids on what Louisa Adams warned her husband John Quincy Adams about when he did not originally protect the rights of women in the Constitution.
That if you do not consider the ladies, we will have to have our own revolution.
Protester Melissa Kennedy, who attended the rally with Garfinkel, says she's also concerned about the infringement of the doctor-patient relationship if abortion becomes prohibited.
These are difficult decisions. They are complicated decisions that a simple law couldn't possibly appropriately plan for.
Brian Matthews, a Pennsylvania state director for the Human Rights Campaign, asked protesters to have frank conversations with friends and loved ones ahead of Tuesday's primaries and November's midterms.
About reproductive justice, about LGBTQ rights, about racial justice.
3 days before the Pennsylvania primary, Donald Trump has endorsed Republican Doug Mastriano for Pennsylvania governor. More from KYW's Mike Daugherty.
Former President Trump is backing Mastriano for governor, saying there is nobody in Pennsylvania who has done more or fought harder for election integrity than Doug Mastriano. Trump previously announced his support for Mehmet Oz for U.S. Senate. Trump says the combination of Mastriano and Oz will make an unbeatable team on the ballot as midterm elections are approaching. Trump says it's the most important midterm election in the history of our country. Mastriano currently leads all polls. Others running against him feel he's too far right politically to win in November. Democrat Josh Shapiro recently released an ad about Mastriano that many political analysts feel is a strategy to boost his most extreme candidate on the right.
KYW's special contributor Larry Kane in this commentary uncovers the real reason for this last-minute endorsement.
For 2 days now, Republican leadership has been urging Trump to endorse Lou Barletta to try and stop Doug Mastriano, who has momentum headed into the election on Tuesday. But it's much more than Mastriano, one of the most hardline election deniers in the country. From leaders involved in the conversations, we get this. Mastriano was selected to save the campaign of Mehmet Oz on two fronts. Oz is running for the Senate neck and neck with David McCormick. But there's another concern. Kathy Barnett, the commentator and Mastriano friend, is surging against both of them in the Senate race. The bottom line, the GOP in D.C. and the area is more concerned about winning the Senate than the governor's race. This decision might work to save the Oz campaign, but it has caused a tremendous division in the Pennsylvania Republican Party that may be hard to fix. Mastriano is now a heavy favorite to win Tuesday for the governor nomination, and Oz and McCormick may fear that Barnett, a Mastriano ally, might now be a bigger threat. This is a most unusual political move, just 3 days before the election.
Authorities report a man was shot and killed Saturday night in the city's Nicetown Tioga neighborhood. The man in his mid-30s was shot twice in the head and once in the neck along West Eastaw Street. Medics pronounced him dead a short time later. No one's in custody. After a successful first year, Philadelphia's Office of Emergency Management is bringing back its Hurricane Camp for girls. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says the goal is to get more women into the field of emergency management.
Statistics show that 62% of emergency management directors are men, compared to just over 31% being women. This is the second year for the city's Hurricane Program, which is designed as an emergency management exposure experience for girls. Olivia Gillison is Community Preparedness Program Manager for the city's Office of Emergency Management.
By having a program like this, we're able to help feed that pipeline, help get more girls interested, and potentially, hopefully, raise that.
Last year, 25 girls ages 13 to 19 participated. This year, they'll narrow it down to girls between the ages of 16 and 19 so they can connect with any potential career opportunities. She says the lack of female representation in emergency management is a situation of exposure.
It's kind of this in-between and definitely multi-skill, multidisciplinary skill sets or field. As it's changing, as it's developing, as it's growing, we're hoping to get more women involved.
Registration closes on May 27th. The camp will run June 15th through the 17th, and there's space for 30 girls this year.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.